Origin of our anthem. As a Chinese, you sing or hear the national anthem, March of the Volunteers, many times. You know it was produced by lyricist Tian Han and composer Nie Er. But do you really know its origin and influences? During this year's National Day holiday, the animated short documentary, The Song of New China, became a hot topic online. It tells the behind-the-scenes stories prior to and after the birth of the anthem, and how it spread to the entire world in the last century. It was a collaboration of Turkmenistan director Christina Gregorian and Chinese producer Tian Hongmin. Both of them are from Shanghai University. We were really interested in the birth of March of the Volunteers, Tian said. But we were wondering how to give such an in-depth and grand topic a sense of novelty. The group spent almost 3 weeks on the project. They devoted themselves to searching through and reading over 100,000 words of written historical records. To gain more useful information, they visited the National Anthem Gallery and many historical sites in Shanghai. Gregorian was not so familiar with the development of Chinese history in modern times. So we compiled all materials chronologically, Tian said. I would explain the historical background to Christina. With all the detailed materials, Gregorian and Tian decided to focus on how the anthem was created and sung worldwide. Honestly, as a Chinese, I had no idea about the international influence of our anthem, Tian said. It was originally the main theme song of the movie Children of Troubled Times, 1935. Thanks to patriot Liu Liangmo, the song was shared with the world. Liu went to the United States, where he met American singer and political activist Paul Robeson. He then shared the song with Robeson. You can see a clip in the documentary in which Robeson sang March of the Volunteers in Mandarin to call for support against Japanese aggression. Later, it was sung in all the battlefields against fascism around the world. After learning the story, I was overwhelmed by a strong sense of patriotic enthusiasm, Tian said. To promote the story to the public, they used the creative method of stop-motion animation. Gregorian had to take thousands of photos and play back the individual images consecutively, giving the illusion of movement. The process was time-consuming, but Gregorian thought it was worthwhile. I want to tell a Chinese story in an innovative and funny way and spread it all over the world, she told Shanghai Media Group.